Check 1 2, check 1 2. Did you hear, did you hear? The Catholic Church is back in the spotlight this week. I bet you actually didn't hear that. And I'm actually shocked and appalled that you probably haven't heard that, because this article has not made national news repeatedly. It should be front page, top fold on every magazine or every newspaper out there. Something dramatic has happened. The Vatican has had its accounts frozen by JP Morgan Chase. Frozen. Why? Suspicion of money laundering. And this has been an investigation going on for a while. Okay, for a long while. But they finally closed them down for suspicion of laundering, money laundering. Now, here's the deal. Why did JP Morgan choose to do it recently, to go ahead and close the accounts of the Vatican? Again, only on suspicion. No proof, no charges, no criminal charges or anything like that. Just suspicion. It appears that the U.S. State Department has put the Vatican on its financial crimes list. Okay, for the first time, this has happened. According to the State Department, the Vatican has made the list because it considered to be vulnerable to laundering and because it recently put a program into place to prevent financial abuses. What? Wait, the Vatican put programs in place to prevent financial abuses, and the State Department says that's suspicious for laundering, so we need to put you on our money laundering list, which then causes JP Morgan Chase, who, let's be real, received financial taxpayer money from Obama administration, for, you know, through the bailout, has done this. So JP Morgan Chase, more or less in bed with Obama to get some money, has closed down their bank accounts because they suspect them of laundering. Folks, I hope you have gotten your free contraceptives, because something dirty is going on against religion. From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.